Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. What a beautiful morning the Lord has woke us into once again, and how good it is to share a few moments of your Sunday morning. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And sister sung, played that song just a little while ago about that name of Jesus. I tell you, that's what a wonderful privilege it is this morning to call out, to cry out, to be able to speak that precious, precious holy name of Jesus this morning. And we greet you in that name and make invitation to you today. We'd invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located 2019 Wayne Madison Road, Trenton, Ohio. Service time is Sunday school at 10 o'clock this morning. Worship will follow at 11. And then on Wednesday night, we have a youth service, an adult Bible study. We'd invite you to join us in those services. And now next weekend, as we come through the Thanksgiving, as we start next Saturday evening, we're going to have a special time there at the church. We set up a nativity scene out in front of the church, and that'll start at 6 o'clock next Saturday Saturday evening. And we'd invite you to stop by and be with us, drive by and see it. But that kind of gets started our holiday and our worship, our celebration of the birth of our Savior. So again, we'd invite you. That's next Saturday evening at 6 o'clock. You can stop by and fellowship. You can drive by, but we just like to remind folks of why we gather from week to week. It's not just something we celebrate once a year. It's something we celebrate Sunday after Sunday, the birth of our dear Savior Jesus. And so we'd invite you to join us if you could in that. And now at this time, we'd ask you to join us in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, God, that you might bless this time that we have together, Lord, that you might bless this hour, God. Father, that you might give us the strength to stand just for a little while today, Lord. Father God, that we might deliver the very message, God, that would be a help to someone today. Father God, we understand and recognize how this morning that there's those not able to be up and about your business, God. Father, there's those this morning that would have a great desire to assemble in your house, but God, how sickness, disease, age is taken away from them, how that privilege this morning, God, we would pray how that this service and the others like it that'll follow after a while, how would be an uplift and a help to them, Lord. How, Father, you told us on your word how that what whatsoever we would ask in that precious name, in that mighty name of Jesus, I would be granted this morning, God, we ask, that the word would go out, Father, that it would feed the little flock, strengthen your children, Lord, more than anything today, if there's one that don't know you in a free pardon of sin, this might be the day, the very hour, how that they'd surrender their heart and life unto you this morning. Father, I'm so glad today how that you're still upon the throne. Lord, that you still stand, I believe, with your arms outstretched, inviting them in today. And brother, while men bicker and argue about this and about that, Lord, you stand ready to save to the uttermost them that would believe. Father, oh Father, I'm blessed this time you granted to us. Lord, I couldn't begin to thank you enough for what you've done. Lord, for who you are. Lord, for your presence this morning. And God, I saw you in the sunrise. Lord, I heard you in the song today. I thank you, Jesus. I feel you stirring in my soul this morning. Father, Father, I bless your children as they gather from place to place today. Them that will occupy the that holy place. God, anoint them and bless them. Use them, God, lift them up. Father, let thy word go out. I'm pure in power today. God, as we've already asked, I touch them on the beds of affliction. God, our dear aging and elderly Lord, I bless and comfort them. God, we'd ask you again this morning how to bless them that serve our country, God. Father, them on the battlefield somewhere. God, bless their little families. I know this week as they gather around, how there'll be an empty seat at the table. Father, they'll think about them a long way off. God, we just pray that you would soon unite them again. Oh, Lord God, more than anything again this morning, save our people, God. Lord, send out that convicting spirit. God, take this time you so graciously allotted to us. I hear this morning, God, and send out your word. Forgive me wherein I failed you, Lord. God, just help us now how to stand in the power and the might and that of your precious word today. And God bless this hour, Lord. For we ask it all in that mighty, mighty holy name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I'll try to read a verse or two of scripture this morning. The first and be found in the 13th chapter of Luke and the 34th verse. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee. How often, I would I've gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and you would not. This morning I wonder sometimes how long he's going to tarry. Brother, I wonder how long he's going to continue how to stretch out them hands of love. Brother, they turn him away. Week to week and time to time. Brother, this morning as you take time to pause and consider what you're thankful for. Brother, be thankful this morning that God is still in the saving business. Brother, God is still able to save to the uttermost them that would believe today. Brother, I see the master looking out over that city. Brother, it broke his heart. I tell you this morning, I don't liken or compare myself unto him today. But as a pastor, I look out over that little community. Brother, I look out on Sunday morning, watching and wondering where they are. How many more days is God going to stand extending that mercy, offering unto them salvation? Brother, he said, how often would I have gathered you? Brother, this morning Jesus died for you. I'm just the same as he did me. Brother, he shed his precious blood on that old rugged cross, that you and I today might have life and have it more abundantly. Brother, that we might be reconciled to God the Father today. Boys, after a while, bless his sweet name this morning. I will know what it is got to be in fellowship and communion with Him. I'm brother, we'll walk. I don't know this morning. I'm brother, I hope, as the song says, to stroll over heaven with you. I'm brother, I hope. Another song says, I want us how to be together in heaven. I'm brother, truly today, how that's our heart's desire. I'm at this morning, I want to see Jesus. I'm my Lord, I'm my Redeemer today, I'm my blessed Savior. I'm brother, how often, how many times have you felt the stirring of the Spirit of God? How many times has He stood at your door and knocked? I invited you to come in. Maybe it was in the dark hours of your life. Maybe it was in the hard valleys. Brother, maybe it was in a trial. I tell you what, my friend. Brother, God bless me. I to watch my daughters being born into this world. I tell you, when I looked down into them little faces, I saw the hand of God. Brother, I knew that He was on the throne. Brother, and He was there. When I held them grandchildren for the first time, boys, I knew who my Lord was. Brother, I saw the perfection. Brother, in them little bodies, I'm made in the very image of God. Brother, I'm thankful today for all of these things. But I'm thankful this morning. God's still calling. Brother, God's still waiting. Boys, I'm thankful today for the station, the ones that make it possible. I wonder this morning, when was the last time you said thank you to the folks that are here? I'm brother, for the broadcast, how those that do their little part, how to send the gospel out. I'm brother, how we love you, and we love your people this morning. I'm brother, right now today, I believe He's calling. Who would come? How often He said, how would I have gathered you under my wings as a hen of their brood? I'm boys under the wings of the Almighty. There's a shelter from the storm. I'm not just telling you, I'm because the writer wrote about it. Brother, I've experienced it. I've lived it. If you will, I'm living proof this morning. God, I is able to save the vilest and the worst. Brother, I'm living proof that God will keep His word today. Boys, I'm thankful this morning. I'm sinking on the way in. Brother, I'm not graded much. Brother, let me restate that. I'm not graded anything. Brother, I've got a great salvation. For I serve a great God. I'm brother who has extended mercy, grace, and love unto me. I'm brother, let's come down out of the last of this. Jesus said, how many times, how often I would have gathered you, but you would not. I'm brother, the choice, the decision is yours today. What you're going to do with Him. Brother, I'll tell you what. When the table spread this week, and the children and the grandchildren are gathered around the table, we're going to take time to bow our head. Boys, we're going to thank Him for more than a turkey, more than a day of off of work. work. How, boys, we're going to thank him for grace. How we going to thank him for mercy. How we going to thank him for love. And my friend, I'm going to thank him for you. How they take the time. How week to week to listen. I'm brother to lift us up in a word of prayer. I'm brother, I know there's many this morning. How they carry on the work. I'm brother, we can't do it without the prayers of God's people. And I'm thankful today how that you are praying for me. And know I'm praying for you. Yes, he stands ready this morning to save. Would you heed his voice and listen today? How shall we escape? If we neglect so great salvation, you think about it this morning. God bless you. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.